Let's pick up Joe in California, and he's got a friend who's got a problem. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah.
And how old is your friend?
Well, she's about 55.
Okay.
And a nurse.
And what's the problem?
She's been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. There's no hope.
Yep. Well, you know, I think that what's being stated might be translated a little bit, and that is that the person who said that doesn't know of anything else that can be done. But that doesn't mean nothing else can be done. That's number one. Number two, I think that there are a number of things that can be done for any neuroinflammatory process. There are all sorts of things that can be done. Number one, the literature has shown that there's two active forces in any neurodegenerative process. Number one is elevated free radicals, and these free radicals, of course, feed on themselves and also increase excitotoxins. Excitotoxins are nothing more than neurotransmitters that pester the cell to death. So as this process proceeds, we have an ever-escalation of the free radicals and the excitotoxins. Now, underneath these two guys, driving them, is now believed by worldwide research to be some bug somewhere. The concept that your immune system is stupid, attacking itself, is a concept that's fairly isolated to the United States. The work of Punjabi and all in Cambridge University in 1996 through the year 2000 found that literally every one of these processes linked back to some kind of bug. Okay, now, that bug could be expressed from your gene, or the bug could be taken in from the outside, and some world experts guesstimate it's about 50-50. I don't know how they do that, but there's no study. So I would say what can be done immediately is to greatly boost her antioxidants. And so in that area, that would be to quench the free radicals. You could bring in DHLA, my favorite. And how much does this lady weigh, Joe?
About 130.
Okay. So we'd want maybe 2 to 3 teaspoons of DHLA and the same dose for quinol. Quinol is a little different than DHLA. Although it's an antioxidant, it raises cell energy. And one of the things that happens is as the free radicals and excitotoxins escalate, they deplete the cell's energy, and finally it gets to a dangerously low level, and it triggers the kill gene, the P53 gene, and kills itself. So we would still want about 2 or 3 teaspoons of quinol. Then we would bring in the nano green tea, same thing, 2 or 3 teaspoons. And then finally, maybe 3 teaspoons of the Max Stress B, but this one she'd have to build up to. You don't just start there. You'd start at 1/4 teaspoon and gradually increase. And now we should have a full court press against the free radical activity here. Now the next stop is modulating the excitotoxins. And the way you do that is with bioflavonoids. And probably the best bioflavonoid source on the planet dealing with this kind of an issue is going to be multipollen. And here, about 3 per meal usually does an excellent job. She might actually need more than that. Next step, we want to get her digestion going, so she'd get on the HCL detox kit and the Quantum Digest. If she has any trouble with the HCL, then you know she may have an interference field blocking the stomach. If that's true, we'd use stomach complex as a tea and use that before eating. Then at the end of the meal, she could still use the digestant. Okay, now we've got digestant. Now in this digestant, we can also add the activator, HCL and activator. The activator has been shown way back in 1930 and recently here in 2003 to be an ace when used with the HCL to help remethylate a cell and express the healthy gene and suppress the bad guy. So if her issue linked to a bad expressed gene, this guy gives her the shot to break free of that, okay? Now, it's also possible something's come from the outside doing this job, And what I would suggest is that she see a QRA practitioner, but at least she can get on these things and slow the whole thing down until she can see a QRA practitioner and get a chance to halt this process or possibly even completely eliminate it from the body. Okay?
Right.
Thanks so much for your call, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.